This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Tyson Foods has signaled that it will permanently close its pork packing plant in Perry in late June. Tyson is the biggest employer in the city of Perry, and the closing of the facility will leave 1,276 plant workers without jobs. We will hear more about the closing of the Tyson facility with Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Tyson Foods has submitted a written notice which indicates that the packing plant in Perry will close on June 28th and will affect 1,276 employees. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked on Tuesday about the closing of the Tyson plant.
It's another poke to the gut of Perry. You know, they've had a lot of bad things happen there recently, and this is one more. When you lose 1,276 employees and 342 producers are affected, it's a sad commentary.
Grassley says that in addition to workers at the plant losing employment, producers in the area are also losing the closest processing facility for their livestock.
I don't have much of an explanation from Tyson why the plant was shut down and what they've done for the 1,276 workers that are losing their jobs. And we're hearing from producers that it's a hardship where else they're going to have to send their livestock for slaughter.
Tyson will be permanently closing the facility in Perry, and Grassley says it leaves thousands with unanswered questions.
And I never even heard from Tyson. This evidently is a shutdown, not just a temporary closing. That would have been less bad news if that had happened. But that's about all the comment I can make at this point, but I'm going to try to stay on top of it.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.